the seriousness of, again, the implications and the consequences of these actions that were taken demand accountability. The American people not only deserve the truth and accountability. When we look at the future of our country as a democratic republic and the American people's ability to have faith that when they go and cast a vote at the ballot box, that the will of the people will be respected by those in government, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, this is literally what is at stake here. So we are referring all of our documents to the Department of Justice for the purpose of accountability and action. No one, no matter who they are, no matter how high up they are or how powerful they may be, no matter who the intelligence officials or professionals were who were a part of this treasonous conspiracy, there must be accountability. The truth must be shown to the American people in order to ensure that there is this faith and trust and integrity in our democratic republic for the sake of the future of our country. I'm not a lawyer. We're referring all of this to the Department of Justice. I know that Attorney General Pam Bondi is committed to bringing about justice to those who have broken the law. And in this case, again, what these documents detail to me, in my view, cannot be explained as anything but a treasonous conspiracy. This is not so different from what we saw under George W. Bush when we saw that manufactured intelligence claiming there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq that kicked off a war that changed our country, that changed the lives of so many people like myself who went and served in those wars. The implications of manufactured intelligence are real. I would even say that what we are seeing here has an even greater impact than what we've seen in the past because it speaks, again, to the foundation of our Constitution and our democratic republic, which is why accountability is so critical.